We're still in the midst of discussing the Lord's Prayer, the Heidelberg Catechism, and what various portions of it mean. I'm only going to discuss question number 125 this week. Question 125, as they bring it up, what does the fourth request mean? The answer given is, give us today our daily bread means, do take care of all our physical needs, so that we come to know that you are the only source of everything good, and that neither our work and worry nor your gifts can do us any good without your blessing. And so help us to give up our trust in creatures and to put trust in you alone. Shortly after my father died about 5 years ago, my mother started to attend church with us and would often come over to our house for lunch afterwards. One Sunday, the pastor was preaching on this very passage, give us this day our daily bread. That was one of the most disappointing sermons that I can ever recall hearing, as the meaning of this verse was boiled down to the idea that we shouldn't eat bacon or Twinkies. How exactly he wound up with that conclusion is something that I've long forgotten. However, parts of that sermon were permanently imprinted on my mind by the fact that when we got home, I fired up the grill and cooked some bacon. We stopped attending that church just a short time later. We've also been at churches in the past where the following words would be sung. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe, your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread, your very word spoken to me. This chorus would then be repeated over and over and over, and then I think once more before we were done singing it. What on earth does that even mean? So if give us this day our daily bread doesn't mean we should avoid eating bacon, and if it isn't something we should mindlessly repeat over and over in a praise chorus, what does it mean? I think there are several much more biblical thoughts to take from this request. The request for our Father to give represents as upon God's bounty that all of creation depends. Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16 reads, the eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The word daily should remind us of our ongoing dependence upon God for our physical needs. Acts 17:25 reminds us that he gives to all people life and breath and all good things. Further, James 1:17 reads, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shifting shadow. Bread in this request represents the necessities of ordinary everyday life. There is no need of ours too great or too small to bring before the Lord in prayer. Psalm 55:22 reminds us to cast your burdens upon the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Further, Psalm 62:5-8 reads, my soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. On God my salvation and my glory rest, the rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Further, in the Sermon on the Mount, Christ points us to consider the flowers of the field and the birds of the sky. Just as God provides for them, we should have confidence that God will provide for us. This is also a great reminder, like the passage I quoted from the book of James, that all that we receive is from God's hand and not of our doing. In summary then, rather than being an instruction to not eat bacon, I'd say that the phrase, give us this day our daily bread, is a reminder to bring our needs before God and that we can trust him to provide what is needed. Let us pray. Father, as we come before you, we do recognize that you are the source of all. There's nothing that exists that wasn't created by you. There's nothing that is beyond your control or your might. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that you've provided us, and we pray that you would continue to sustain us and give us the things that we need to live lives that honor and glorify you. Amen.